Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates. And I actually this week, I'm going to say it's a dose. I don't think it's that hefty this week, Haley.
Less hefty.
Yes, surprisingly.
Thank goodness.
And I think it's because, I don't know, I've been super busy, and then we're actually recording this earlier than usual because we have friends coming over and staying with us for a few days while we go see Stray Kids.
Yeah.
We're going to see Stray Kids. They're coming in from, like, Denver and Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's going to be a pretty busy week. And, I mean, that's why I don't think we haven't really watched that much stuff. So
right.
It's going to be a normal dose. Mm-hmm. No overdosing on K-pop this week. But I think Haley really appreciates this, right?
I do. Save my voice.
That means we'll talk a little bit of Stray Kids, of course. A few comebacks that's happening. Very, very minimum of music videos. I feel like we barely really watched anything, right? Like, it didn't seem
right, because I feel like last week was when everything dropped.
That's true. And then there was a lot of videos that we checked out last week if you didn't listen to that one. Also, talk about YG, because is there a new girl group? I thought
another
it was going to be a boy
one?
Group.
I thought it was too.
We'll talk a little bit about Kickflip, because Haley enjoyed that. Of course, like I said, we're going to talk about some Stray Kids. We do have some BTS, right?
Jin,
of course, has been very relevant and busy and doing a lot of things, and it's even hard to keep up with just that man alone. Wait till the whole group is back.
Next month, which is insane
to think that it's coming.
I'm excited.
And also, you should be excited because we are going to announce for today's episode the winner of the Coachella Lisa signed Alter Ego album giveaway.
Yay, finally!
So we did we plugged everyone's usernames and we did that randomizer spin thingy.
Yes.
That we will also post. Haley, who is our winner?
Our winner is SarahKins_97. Congratulations.
Congrats. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll DM you, get all your info, and you'll hopefully have a Lisa signed Alter Ego album in the next month-ish or so. There you go. So thank you to everyone who actually also entered and talked and chatted with us. We are also still, keep sending DMs just to chat with us if you want. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast. We are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms. Haley, where can they check us out? And also, what can they do to help us out there?
Find us on our Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast and
Q&A's.
If you want to send in Q&A's about K-pop related stuff you want to ask us, just send it there too.
Because it's looking good. We'll kind of talk about it as that part comes along. But yeah, so we'll have some more giveaways. I mean, KCON is coming up. I have a feeling Joko might be holding a KCON giveaway in a couple months or so
happens.
And there might be another signed album included in that.
Who?
So, that's a good question, Haley. I wonder. And we'll find out when the time comes. So keep following us and hitting us up and, listening to the podcast, because then you'll know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I think we could get started with the episode, actually, finally. Stray Kids, it's happening.
Yeah, so they're actually in San Francisco right now because they have their Oakland.
Oh, it's at the Oracle. So it's SF.
Oh, it's SF, actually.
Oracle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's tomorrow, actually, Wednesday. And our friend is going.
I thought it's tonight.
No.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, I thought it was tonight for
some
reason.
No, because our friend
went to the merch line.
Pre-sale. Before.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay.
So they don't have to deal with it tomorrow.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. So when this... Well, actually, we're recording this way earlier, so yeah. Oh, interesting. Okay, so yeah, that's going to be happening. Haley already kind of did some of her homework from, is it Seattle, which was the first stop? So, I mean, are you going to talk about it when
we
get
there?
Yeah,
I'm going to go over it later.
Okay, sounds good. So, fellow stay, we'll be talking about that. But, I mean, one of the things, too, which was nice that Haley's friend that was there checked out the... You said pre-sale for the merch line, right?
Yeah, because they had it, a day before the concert. So, that helps a lot.
It does.
Because then it will be less people trying to get merch on the day of the concert.
Or at least, like, if you're free the day before, like today, then you could just get out the way and not have to carry it or, like, lug it around and wait in the lines, right? So, you know what? JYP does this, including they've done this for Twice before. So it's very, I really appreciate it. I think BTS has done this before, right?
Yeah, they
long
have.
Time ago.
I feel like a lot of the groups
it's been a
do,
while.
Actually.
Like, at least the bigger groups, right? It seems like they do hold a pre-sale or something beforehand, and it's greatly appreciated. We got a couple merch, right? I think, for ourselves.
Yes, I actually decided, because like, I didn't think I was going to get the jersey, but after I saw some of the members wearing it on their encore, I was like, actually, this looks really cool. I'm going to get the basketball jersey.
The basketball jersey. I mean, to be honest, a lot of K-pop idols are wearing basketball jerseys when...
That's true.
Like, right now, it's like the style, especially because they're doing their whole, like, you know, the university tour kind of thing where, like, all the K-pop idols are visiting different Korean universities.
And this is the first time that Stray Kids has had a jersey for North America.
For outside of Japan, it feels like.
Asia,
in general.
But the way that they style it, too, is that they wear t-shirts under it. Or like a crop top or like a tube top. So I was like, I can do that. That looks cute. So I might be wearing that, actually, for the concert.
Oh, okay. Mm. I think I'm going as Chani.
Okay, yes, you are.
I have a feeling that's my
life. I feel like it's
going to
be so hot, though.
Don't remind me. Mm-hmm. That's my life now. But that's what it is. And yeah, so that's going to be fun when that happens, because I can't believe it's already here. I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, we bought
these. When's the last time we saw them, though?
2 years ago.
Damn. And it was...
before we went to Japan.
That was
for their
Maniac
encore.
Mm-hmm. Shit, that was for Maniac.
Yep.
So much has happened between... Then, like, between Maniac and where we're at
because,
now,
I mean, they had their five-star tour as well, but that was only in Japan and Korea.
Very interesting.
And then now they have the Dominate.
So here we go. I mean, finally going to see them again. Haley will definitely talk about them more during her Stray Kids segment at the end, as always. Let's talk about some comebacks. May 27th, IU going to be having her album Flower Bookmark 3. Mm-hmm. May 31st, Haley, as I blow my nose on the side.
The Rose will be having their mini album called World with a out an O. So WRLD. On June 1st, B.I., who is formerly an icon, who was an icon member, but he got...
I thought you meant like an icon, like a fashion icon.
I mean,
literally,
yeah.
Icon from YG, right?
No, so, yeah, exactly. But he was kicked out for drug allegations.
Of course.
In 2019.
Of
so
course
icon
it's
was
drug allegations.
Icon debuted in 2015, and yeah, so he got kicked out.
Was he not there then for the Kingdom or whatever?
I don't think so. Oh, No, he wasn't. Was he?
I don't remember when
I don't
that
remember,
was.
Actually. No, that was 2020.
Oh, it was?
Wasn't it? I have no idea.
Know.
No. I'm making stuff up. Don't listen to me. Anyway, I don't know if B.I. was there or not during Kingdom. But anyway, so he's releasing his solo title track, Ferris Wheel, featuring Heinz? I don't know how to pronounce her
Heinz Ketchup. June 5th, and Hypen will be dropping the 6th mini album, Desire, Unleash. I like it when they do this because it's very enhypen of them.
It is.
Using
they're
a hyphen.
They're vampires.
Of course. And then the title track is Bad Desire, With or Without You. June 9th. I think they dropped a teaser too. We haven't checked that out yet. June 9th. Mm. We checked this teaser trailer out. It was really interesting. We talked about it, I think, a couple weeks ago. ITZY will be dropping Girls Will Be Girls, the album. And the title track is Girls Will Be Girls.
Wow.
So June 9th. Yeah, I think we talked about it. It's a fairly long trailer. And
we did watch Enhypens.
Oh, we did.
Remember they were vampires.
Oh, that was a TV one.
Yeah. That's a trailer.
Oh, that was for this one. Okay.
Yeah,
so we did watch it. And we did watch ITZY's. That was pretty interesting too. ITZY's thing was pretty crazy. Doyoung from NCT is going to be dropping his second, looks like just a regular album. Second album, Soar. Title track is Memory. Kiss of Life.
Oh.
Fourth mini album, 224. We'll see what happens with that one when it comes out. Were you going to say something else?
I was like, are they getting that much hate in Asia? Or is it only here?
I really think it's
or
mostly
globally.
North America.
That's what I think, too.
Because it seems like they're doing okay in Europe.
Okay.
And like other, because they've been touring in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And It's, I think, mostly in North America where the issue is, kind of thing. And last but not least, for June 9th, we have ISNA. Wow, they're actually dropping a lot of stuff, but it's this is a single called Beep, and of course the track is called Beep.
Beep.
So we'll see what happens. That means they'll have this song by the time KCON comes along. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, this is a lot later on, but we had a little sneak peek because it just showed up on Haley's YouTube algo. Mm-hmm. ATEEZ is releasing a movie teaser titled Break Glass in Case of Thirst for Thirst Traps, right?
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Their official social media stuff announced the release of their 12th mini album called Golden Hour, Haley.
Part 3.
This is a never-ending saga.
Maybe
is this
a trilogy.
Or is this finally the end?
Maybe it's a trilogy.
Of Golden Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And Golden Showers.
No.
Golden Hour Part 3. And this is going to be hitting everyone on June 13th. Mm-hmm. So,
which also means I think they're going on tour again.
It sounds like it. I wonder if our friend Jackie will finally ever see them.
She needs to.
I feel like she has to.
Son.
Well, are you going to go with her?
No.
Like, nope.
Sorry.
Let's see. Music videos. We have only a few. Like,
yeah, so
only a couple, basically, that we checked out.
We checked out 17's new music video because they dropped their full album, which haven't listened to yet.
But it's a lot of tracks.
It's a lot of tracks because each member, 13 of them, have a solo track. So that's 13 tracks already on top of three other like, you know, group tracks.
Y'all getting fed.
Yes. So I need to check that out. I haven't listened to that album at all. We have only listened to their title track, Thunder.
Watch the music video.
And
I just remember whistling.
There's a lot of whistling.
I remember green.
A lot of green and, like, it's more, they're black. Like in a nightclub, basically. And it's more, I mean, Jogo, I don't know how to describe it. As I said, it's like one of their more, like, hard sounding songs. It's not like those, you know, cutesy flower songs that they usually have. This goes with more, like, super and hot, I feel.
Yeah, I think so. That's a good way to put it. Because, I mean, it does sound like that. It's not, it's definitely not one of their cuter, like, trying to think of
Darling.
Well, I guess Darling's an easy one right there. Yeah, so it's definitely not like Darling. But nonetheless, I mean, remember we watched even the teaser trailer for this,
which was
fucking crazy.
Oy.
It was like that freaking old school like video game, first person horror video game. It was nuts.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
So the start of the music video kind of starts off like a video game too until they get inside the club.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I like what they're doing with the concept and everything. Let's see, Haley, you even texted me earlier today when you got to work.
Yeah,
because Haley listens to, you know, music on her way to work on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
She literally texted me right as she was about to go to work, check out Kickflip.
Yeah, I was like, check out Kickflip's new album, I think you'll like it. Their mini album is really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
I think you'll be talking about it in a little bit, too.
Yeah, I will.
Right?
But we watched their music video for Freeze.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Did you like their
album? The album? I mean, I thought we were going to talk about it later.
Oh, yeah, later then.
But the music video itself, I appreciate that they're still using skateboards.
Yeah, they're very on brand.
The skateboard theme is very fluent and consistent.
Good.
I like it.
Makes sense.
And, you know, it's cool because, like, the sound is, like, you know, like, rock-ish. Like pop-punk.
Mm-hmm. Pop-punk, yeah.
Which is, you know, what you would expect, like, something, like, with guitars and because of the skateboarding.
That's why I thought that you really would
good.
Like it.
I appreciate it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I do like it. This song is pretty good, too. But, like you said, I think we'll talk about it a little bit more, right? Because I think you have, like, a good segment of stuff. But before we continue on, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in. Take that water break, take that bathroom break, and give us a like, follow, subscribe. A rating also helps. Wherever you're tuning in, if there's ratings and, you know, 5-star Michelin, as Felix would recommend as well, always do that. It really helps. Kind of spreads the word of this podcast to other fellow K-pop stans. And Haley, where else can they check us out and what can they do to help us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stan Podcast. And if you want to DM us, just send your messages there. And right now, if you want to ask us any Q&As that are K-pop related that we might be doing for another K-pop, I mean, K-pop podcast episode.
Right, like it's like a special episode. And you know what? This is a good time to, we could kind of talk about it a little bit too. So yeah, we have a good amount of questions. You guys have been doing really well. And then there's a few of you that are I feel like some of you are the usuals. Like you guys chat with us like
all the time. Like, yeah.
Fairly often. And that's like a fun, cool thing. Cause like we kind of recognize who messages us. Mm-hmm. But including some new ones too, that we, people have been sending us Q&A's whenever they think of questions and everything. First off, thank you for sending them. Well, really appreciate it. There's a lot of good questions.
Yeah.
A lot of ones that we didn't even consider or think about, and some that are just like, oh yeah, that's, you know, that's something that we never talked about or covered and would be like nice to like cover, you know, in terms of just like K-pop info knowledge. Some of the stuff, like maybe a few, like there's a few items I think I remember reading where I'm like, I'm not completely myself familiar with it. Haley might know more, but if not, like, we could look into it, and actually then we can kind of learn more about certain topics. So it kind of goes all that, like, kind of goes like that. And some people have been asking about some of our interests and some other, you know, like, questions related to K-pop about us. So, yeah, keep them coming, because I really think we have enough to possibly move forward with this. And, you know, if we are, you know, trying to have kind of a deadline or a timeline for this whole thing, since it's really busy this upcoming week, though, I feel like in June, after like the first episode of the month for June, the next week or two, we could possibly start doing these episodes already. And like I said, it'll be a very quick Q&A episode, like nothing more than 30 minutes, just us saying hi, and then just kind of going over one or two questions kind of thing. And like whatever stories and what other topics come about from it, from the tangents and whatever runoffs happen, happens. It'll just be very, you know, on the spot kind of thing and very candid, I guess. But yeah, so looking forward to trying those out and seeing what you all think about them as well. So just kind of look forward to those. Those will be releasing, because this is Thursdays for the regular podcast episodes. We are planning to possibly release those special ones maybe like Sunday. So we'll see. It might happen very soon, so check that out. And let's keep moving on. Let's see what else here. Oh yes, guess what? YG has announced a new girl group. And he kind of announced it out of nowhere, like I think within the past week. And within that time span of, like, you know, since the last episode, they announced that, and then they already we're going to announce the first member.
Right.
So we got it already. I mean, Haley thought it was supposed to be a boy group.
Yeah, because the rumors were saying that this next monster group was going to be YG's fifth gen boy group. But it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still doing this.
I don't know.
And they're just going to do the girl groups first, because, you know, Blackpink is like, you know, who knows?
It's coming. I know. I feel like YG is gearing up for the end kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
It really feels that way.
To replace them.
So they're trying to find so many different outlets in terms of all these different girl groups that they're producing themselves. I mean, Baby Monster for, you know, Gen 5 in general has been crazy for YG girl groups. Baby Monster. Now, Meow, right? Meow is doing really well, you know, with all the stuff going on with Black Label.
That's why I was like, where promotions. Is the boy group?
I mean, Baby Monster is still touring. You know, it's been like less than 2 years. It's crazy. And then they're coming out with a new girl group again, and it's a four-member one. Very reminiscent of Blackpink. So, I mean, they
and
might
21.
And 21, right? The OGs. And do they, you know, maybe they have a lot of confidence in the four that they chose? We'll see. It's going to be very interesting. Don't forget, I mean, just for the fun of it, the first member reveals for each of the previous girl groups for YG, 21 was
Park Bom,
the legend herself.
Who is just like checked out of everything right now.
That's for sure.
I mean, they're going to be here for this weekend as well.
Stray Kids weekend is heading to clouds weekend with
88 Rising.
And it's going to have G-Dragon and isn't Porter Robinson?
Yep.
What the fuck? And then 21.
Jackson Wang.
Jackson Wang, of course. Was Jay Park in this one?
I don't remember either.
Probably. I feel like he always is, but I'm not too sure if he was in this one. But there's a lot of other artists. So if you're not at Stray Kids, you're definitely at Head in the Clouds.
Yep.
For Blackpink, My girl, Jenny, was the first member, of course. Look at where she is and who she is now. She's a fucking global icon.
Definitely.
Baby Monster. Rami was actually the first one. And unfortunately, she's still in hiatus. So I hope she gets better and feels better soon. I mean, it's... You know what's scary? Did we talk about what happened to her?
No, I don't think so.
I think I talked about it with my other friend, my other fellow Monsties, our friend Kevin. I think she had, like, even previously before all these things, it could be a complication from it, but she had, like, a pneumothorax during the trainee days.
Oh, that sucks.
You know how scary that is? That is terrifying.
Didn't Winter have it from Espa?
I think you're right. Yeah, yeah,
but
Winter
did. She's fine.
Did. She's fine now, but it's still, like, you know, that's something definitely, like, scary, and I wonder, I mean, she's had, like, problems with, like, I don't want to say it's completely her conditioning, but... breathing, it seems like, for Rami, so hopefully, like, all this gets sorted out. And that's why, like, even when we went to see them in LA, she was the last one to come out you know, for the send-off, because they probably were taking care of her, making sure she, like, at least they're, it seems like they're making sure she gets her rest and taking care of them. But damn, that's, you know, that's still kind of nerve-wracking and kind of scary. And then for this new group, quote-unquote, YG Next Monster. First off, why are they making another group called Monster?
Is this their actual name, or is this, was this like,
no,
the
this
show?
Is like Are You Next kind of thing, like that. But then the fact that they're saying Monster, and they have a group literally called Baby Monster, it's like, I don't know what they're, like, what,
like,
is the
I wonder
idea?
What their actual name is going to be.
I'm very curious. Like, what?
We'll see.
Pink Black?
No, like, who knows? Hopefully something clever. I mean,
look at Black.
I feel like
Pink,
all,
like,
of their names for their girl groups are really good. Like, 21 is amazing.
They're, like, very iconic, right? Super iconic. But, I mean, I have more faith in YG than I do for HYBE. For girl groups.
That's, like, true. HYBE does better with boy groups.
HYBE does very well with boy groups. Yeah, that's 100%. They're, like, probably the best when it comes to boy groups. And everyone... for all their boy groups are doing just fine. Really? It was funny enough because one of my friends from college, she, like, I posted something about the new girl group on my personal IG story, and she replied back. She's like, "Oh, but, like, she's like, oh, that's interesting." And then I think I brought up, I was like, "Yeah, but, like, you know, I'm looking forward to it because YG has better." Like a track record with girl groups than HYBE. And I think she's mostly like a big, like, BTS fan, you know. I think mostly, like, through that, you know, the
pandemic
army. Yeah, so she said, like, and then she was like, "Oh, but Le Sserafim is good." And then I'm like, oh, in my head I'm like, okay, I guess I gotta tell her. I was like, "Oh, Le Sserafim is, like, I like Le Sserafim a lot, but they lost one member, Garam." Islet lost Youngso.
Right.
Like, I said, they lost Garam after they debuted, like a month after.
Yeah.
For Islet, we lost Youngso literally right before they even debuted anything. And then we just lost NewJeans.
Exactly.
She didn't reply back because I'm like, yeah, I bet you didn't really realize all that shit.
Yeah, because people don't know.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't get me started. I'm so upset with HYBE
New
and, like,
Jeans,
the girl groups,
especially. And look at Promise.
That's so disappointing. Oh my god, I didn't even see. I mean, I feel bad because I didn't even bring up
Promise.
I didn't even bring up Promise
because
it's, like,
they're
in
just
the back
always
of
in
our
the
heads.
Shadows.
That
that's
sucks.
Why.
But yeah, so YG, please make us proud again. Obviously, they killed it with Blackpink.
Right.
They killed it with 21. So let's see. It's looking good so far with Baby Monster and Meow. So I'm looking forward to this. Thank you, YG, for feeding us. I'm just looking forward to seeing what's going to happen. This first member, by the way, for YG Next Monster, name is Evelie.
And she's Australian.
And Haley told me she's Australian.
And she's also 15.
Well, of course. At this point, like, this is...
I hope she's the Mongne.
I hope she's the Mongne. And I hope by the time they actually debut, she's 16 or some shit. But, yeah, so that's where we're at right now, and we'll find out. We'll see what happens when the time comes, but this is pretty big news, though, especially from, like, a big, like, you know, one of the big four.
Yeah.
Especially known for girl groups, right? The prowess that YG has. This part is, all you, Haley, Kickflip, because their new album dropped.
Yes,
and
I really
enjoyed
it.
You really like
it. I do enjoy Kickflip's music. I mean, I think JYP does a pretty good a good job also with their boy groups. Like, recently, obviously, there's Stray Kids, they had NEXT, and then they also have Kickflip, so they're
Well, they got to make up for it for GOT7 somehow.
Oh, dear. I mean, GOT7's doing their own thing, and they're doing good, too, without JYP.
I'm glad that JYP is just like, all right, you can just have your name.
Yeah, thank God. Don't be like, petty about it.
No drama or petty, just kind of like, all right, you it's yours, that's who you are. Yeah.
Yeah, so Kickflip's new album dropped, and I do love all their songs, and like we mentioned before, it's very like pop rock punk.
Yeah, it's very pop punk.
It brings me back to like early 2000s.
It feels like it has a lot of like alternative rock mm-hmm. vibes and, you know, kind of stuff like that with like some very experimental stuff because they have some other random sounds in there too, mm-hmm. but it's cool. It's very upbeat.
It is very upbeat, and then like
summer vibe songs.
It is, and then their song Freeze, because with their music video, it's set in like school, and then they're basically, it sounds like a school's out anthem.
Yeah, it is like a school out. Yeah, school's out anthem.
And I was like, I love this. I haven't been in school for
you don't want
decades,
to
but you know,
I don't know if it's decades, Haley.
Yeah,
maybe
it is.
1 decade.
No, high school.
Oh, well, I'm talking about college.
Well, I was talking about high. This is high school.
I guess
they're in
high school vibes. You're
they're
right.
They're not in college.
But when I was in college, I was excited for summer still.
I guess.
Still had summer.
Yeah, yeah, we still had
I was
summer
excited.
Break.
I had lockers. I was excited to get away from school during college.
But yeah, basically that song Freeze does give that kind of vibe. There was also a really cute dance challenge that was done by the Kickflip leader Kyuhyun and Bang Chan. And as we know, Bang Chan doesn't really do dance challenges that often, but he
doesn't. That's why I'm surprised.
The reason why, though, is because him and Ki-hyun go back a long time already. Since,
how
like, they
far?
Were trainees, basically.
Even when
he
this
was,
guy was a trainee, too?
Yeah, when he was 13. And then Bang Chan was already in his fifth year of being in JYP training. Because we all know that Bang Chan was a trainee for many,
God
many, many
damn.
Years.
Him and Gio basically lived their life in JYP.
But it was very cute because the dance challenge, Bang Chan was basically like super happy, giggly, smiling the whole freaking time. You can just imagine him if you are a Bang Chan stan. And then at the end, he basically like tackles Ki-hyun to the ground and like hugs him and cuddles him. It's just very, very, very cute. And later on, it was revealed that those two are really close, because I didn't know this at all. Like, I didn't know that they had a past history.
Like a history, huh?
Yeah, so basically, mm-hmm. as I said, Ki-hyun entered JYP when he was a trainee at 13 years old, and Bang Chan was in his fifth year of being a trainee.
How old would he be then?
I don't know.
Because he got there young, though.
He did.
But he this member shouldn't be as that close in age.
No, he's not. I don't know. I don't know the math.
The math doesn't make sense because didn't Bang Chan come in when he was like 10?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe. Hopefully like 13 or something, because that would make him 18 when mm-hmm. this guy came in.
He's older already.
Okay.
And then in one of Kickflip's lives earlier this year, Ki-hyun actually opened up about how deeply Bang Chan impacted him. He said, "When I started my career at 13, he was already in his fifth year, and he was a total veteran among all the trainees."
Oh, yeah.
Poor Bang Chan.
He is the grandpa of the trainees.
He had been around the longest. I really think, thanks to Bang Chan, Sunbae Nim, I think I was able to develop a certain level of character because of him. And then Amuro, one of the other members of Kickflip, he was like, he truly had a huge impact on you. And then, like, because everyone saw that. I feel like he really, really looks up to Bang Chan a lot. And then actually, Bang Chan even treated Ki-hyun to King Crab to celebrate his debut, which I guess he had promised that he would do a long time ago. So he Ooh. Kept to his promise back then that he would treat him once he debuted.
I hope it was all you can eat.
I hope so. I mean, knowing Bang
Ace
Chan,
King
it's
Crab.
Probably something really good.
How come he doesn't take me out to eat?
I don't know. Maybe you should ask him after the concert.
Take me out for King Crab. Is that going to be my other sign?
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, that's it for Kickflip. Go check out their album. It's really, really good. I'm not being biased.
You're promoting them already?
I am.
What about Next Z? They just had an album.
I also promoted them. I said their album is really good. Go check it out.
How much is JYP paying you for all this?
I wish.
Me too. I wish. Yeah. Now is a good time to take that other water break, bathroom break, whatever break you need. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Follow, give us a rating, 5-star Michelin, with whatever nice comments you'd want to leave for us, because we really appreciate it. We do read everything as well. And also, it really helps other fellow K-pop stans and listeners find us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been getting an influx of more messages, and it's really cool to still see new listeners. And mm-hmm. we thank you for tuning in and checking us out and, you know, listening to us and messaging us. To the new listeners, because it's just cool to hear and see when you tell us, like, oh, we just started listening, or we just found your podcast and really enjoying it, or, like, you know, whatever words you mm-hmm. have for us. And it's just nice to see that there's still new listeners and new people finding us.
But there's also old ones that are
the veterans.
Like, also the ones that are, like, they're low-key, and then they'll randomly message us, oh, I've been listening to your podcast over a year, and I just wanted to take the courage to say hi.
You mustered up the courage after years.
Yes.
And we appreciate that, too. Mm-hmm. It's just nice to see those little comments, and, you know, if you just want to leave it at that, totally fine. But if you mm-hmm. want to still converse and talk with us, Haley and I get back to a lot of you, like, if you're lucky enough, within like a day, but if it's sometimes a couple of days, because life happens. I mean, Haley and I are both full-time nurses, and but we're full-time K-pop listeners and mm-hmm. Stans and biases. You know, you kind of all know who our biases and who our groups are and all mm-hmm. that, at least by now. And if you're not, you will definitely know mm-hmm. eventually. I miss Anna. I feel like I haven't seen or like
they're
really.
Having a comeback.
I know they're
sir.
Having a comeback. I'm so thankful.
It's been a while, so I feel like that's how it is.
It's just, I'm trying to be strong and like, you know, like, I'm like, I ask myself, who's my alt? And I'm like, Sana. Sana is my alt. But then like, Jenny is there because Jenny has been like, Jenny was
since
my first.
Day one. Yeah.
My first alt. But then like, she's been feeding so much with YG and everything. Don't even ask me who's after that. It's just hard.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's an episode or if you have a question about our biases or something. And if you listen to that episode
it's changed since then.
Where, yeah, we had an episode when we were in Japan where we pre-recorded episodes.
Yeah.
I think that was, how many years ago?
Like, was that? No, this was for when we went to Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii. But we also did a
Japan
one too,
right? We did one for Japan,
right?
But the most recent one was September last year. And then it's changed since then. Because then, we said New Jeans for the girl group
that hurts.
As our top. But then
Haley, it's
definitely different now.
The emptiness, the blackness, the hole, black hole in my heart, which was New Jeans. But even before that, I think we had something similar where we talked about stuff, and that was also on a Japan trip where we had a Japan giveaway too for twice, I remember. Yeah. And that was already 3 years ago?
Two
years ago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's changed every time. It's just never ending, like,
there's been a constant, momentum. Though. I feel like it's always been
Sana.
Yeah, Sana. And then for me, Stray Kids, BTS.
But yeah, so looking, and then plus, I mean, for me too, like, who is my? I think Bang Chan has been my guy bias for a
and
while
Jin.
Now. Oh, well, because he's finally
Jin.
Back now.
But he's always funny. Been a constant. That's every time true. We've done those episodes, I think it's always been BTS for you for a guy group.
Yeah, that's true. Jin, and then you're right. Well,
so
what,
like
Handsome
when we
back.
Went to Japan,
plus his album is really good.
Yeah, that's true. When we went to Japan as well, Boy Next Door, like, this was 2 years ago. Boy Next Door didn't even fucking exist.
Didn't exist, Haley.
So, like, that wasn't there. But now they're, like, my top.
Oh,
and
man.
Actually, speaking of them, I didn't put this on there, but it's going to be their 2-year anniversary on May 30th.
Wow.
So that's
that blows
days.
My mind.
Yeah, exactly.
That really blows my mind.
Just
like,
because it's been 2 years in Japan.
So they've been out longer than, like, Baby Monster?
Yeah.
That's insane to even think about.
And they haven't fucking come here yet. I mean, they came here for KCON.
I am so thankful to you, YG, for doing what you did, giving us a fucking Baby Monster tour. Within a year of their, like, less than a year of their debut, I still couldn't believe it. And I still can't believe we're going to see them again in September. flying out to Atlanta for that one. That's going to be a lot of fun. Yes,
I'm still waiting for my boy next door.
Tour
to be announced.
They're going to be at Lollapalooza.
I miss them a lot, and I was hoping to see them this year, but they haven't announced anything. And they're not coming to KCON because they're going to be in Chicago for Lollapalooza.
Well, guess what? Le Sserafim has been out for, like, what, four or five years now? And they haven't fucking toured. We did. Thank the Lord we went to BlizzCon.
So at least there's that.
But they're supposed to have a tour sometime in September, October, and they still haven't dropped shit.
Maybe they hype. They had a comeback already. Are they waiting for another comeback?
I don't know. Who the fuck knows? It's Hybe. Hybe is pissing me off again thinking about all the girl group fumbles. Hybe.
Anyway,
we should go back to talk about more. Actually, do we even tell everyone where to check us out?
Yeah, Instagram at Permission to Stamp Podcast. I think we did.
Okay, Q&As. Send us questions. Please. Yes, if you want us to answer those questions, send them there. And I think we can move on now to BTS. It's Jin.
Of course it's Jin. He's amazing, and he's so relevant all the time. Ever since he came back, that's all I talk about.
I appreciate it, because I feel like he... You know, it's something that I didn't even expect or think of.
Oh, for Jin.
You know, when he was the first one, obviously because he's the oldest. Right. But also, you know, they could have still staggered it or gone in groups or something.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I kind of... Now that he's back, and now that he's been so busy, literally since the day he returned.
Yeah, the day after, he was already filming content.
I appreciate him more because I feel like he took it on upon himself to, like...
Carry everything.
To carry everything and, like, continue BTS, right?
Right.
Like,
As soon as he got back
because he knew the members were gone, and to kind of, like, you know, take care of ARMY.
Yeah.
It's, I really, I didn't even think of it. It's something that, you know, you don't really think of until, like, you really start thinking about it or looking back at it. And, you know, Jin, thank you. Because I feel like he really does care about ARMY. He always brings it up.
He does.
And it's, like, nice to see that, like, you know, he really...
He, like, genuinely loves ARMY, I feel. And J-Hope, too. Because J-Hope has been doing, like, his tour still, but he's, like, having the time of his life.
And I like the fact that they're really appreciating their own time with, you know, the fans.
Right.
Whenever they get the chance to see them. So it makes me super excited to see him in July when we go to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I just can't wait to hear the dumb jokes. And just hear the vocals live, right?
Yes, his songs are amazing.
I feel like it's been a while. Like, when was the last time we heard BTS live? When was that? 20 what? Like, when did we see them? That was
2022.
Was that
2022?
I think so. Is that when we heard them at T-Mobile in Vegas?
Yeah. Allegiant?
Or was it not T-Mobile. T-Mobile's in Vegas, but it's Allegiant for the football.
I think that was the last time. Permission to Dance. That's where our name is from. Permission to Dance in Vegas.
Was that the same year as Stray Kids?
Pretty sure. Yeah, it was. Like, because that was at the beginning.
Shit.
And then Stray Kids was in July.
That 2022, honestly, was a crazy fucking year.
It was not good for my bank account.
For our bank account and our credit cards, it was not a good year. But mentally, emotionally, and for K-pop, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see. We talked to Jenny. We talked to Rosé. We talked to Jisoo. We talked to Lisa in front of us.
That's true.
That was the year we got to see them and talk to them. It made Jenny laugh. It's like... It's crazy to think that was that long ago now. It's been 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think it was 2022.
I think so, too. And I'm very excited. I can't wait to see Jin. And I can't wait to see Blackpink in July again, too.
Mm-hmm.
For their Deadline tour, which they also added some Asia tour dates, like extra ones. But, yeah, I mean, with all the stuff going on, YG, like, fingers crossed they extend.
Need to.
But...
Drop that album. What are they performing for their new fucking tour?
They're just gonna perform the same shit, Haley.
Nope, unacceptable.
It is, but they have a shit ton of solo songs.
Yeah, the solo songs. Yeah, okay.
We're gonna get new solo songs. That's for sure. It's gonna be pretty fun seeing all that stuff. But this is Jin. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, Jin.
So Jin actually performed on Jimmy Fallon's show. He performed Don't Say You Love Me. Their stage was actually a huge bed with pillows and like a white duvet cover. And I was very triggered because they were standing on this bed/stage with their shoes on. And I don't know why that just triggered me because I don't like seeing that.
Who the heck would would stand with shoes on a bed. That's what triggered you.
The same people like, that come into the house with their shoes on when they should take that shit off.
These sheets were just straight white.
White sheets.
So it was, I wish they were in socks.
Me too. I was like, oh man,
where are you wearing shoes? He has RJ socks.
That's true.
There's hundreds of them.
Yeah, it triggered me. But obviously the performance was really good. He had a live band with him. Jimmy Fallon also, of course, when you're on his show, he does interviews. And one of the questions that was really interesting that he asked, well, actually, Jin asked Jimmy Fallon this question. He said, do we have one butt or two?
This I still cannot believe is a question, but I honestly was surprised because I'm like, you know what? This man might be onto something.
It makes sense, but okay, yeah, we have one butthole maybe, but we have two butt cheeks. I think that's what he was trying to say, but basically Jimmy Fallon was saying, like, we have one, and Jin was like, no, we have two. He's like, left and right cheek. And he's like, just like left and right leg, so we have two legs, so we have two butts. That was his argument, I guess.
And you know what? I was on the side of, we have one butt.
Yeah.
But honestly, the way, it's so simple, but he's right. There's a left buttocks and a right buttocks. But then it's like, is it because we combine it together, it's just called one butt?
Bum.
One. But then no, because that would have to be plural butts, right?
Yeah. Like,
but this is, I hate this.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate myself
so Jimmy
for having to think this far about butts and buttocks as Jin.
But Jimmy Fallon was like, oh, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Damn it.
Jimmy asked Jin if he was excited for the other members to be coming back next month.
Crazy. I can't believe it. Is it really next month?
Yes. It's next month. Yes.
All of them.
June. Yes. All of them.
Even Yoongi?
Yes.
Holy shit. We're here already.
Yeah. I can't believe it, honestly.
I remember the episodes where we recorded this and like Jin was about to leave.
Yeah. I was crying.
And then
my
we had Astronaut.
Out.
I can't believe that how long, like time flew
we
by.
We were really sad.
Time flew by.
Yeah.
Which is kind of scary and crazy to think because I didn't think we were going to be here where all of them are returning already.
Because we did have some friends that had just gotten into BTS when they already left for the military. And they were like really, really sad because they couldn't experience like their concerts or like, you know, they were just getting into them when they're already like not here and they're enlisted. And I was like, don't worry. There's a lot of content. You should just watch it all.
You're like, they'll be back.
And they'll be
you know
back
it.
Before you even finish all of that. And
100%.
Guess what?
They didn't finish it.
They didn't finish
it. Of course they didn't. There's so much shit.
Exactly.
There's way too much stuff that they feed us.
And
I mean,
plus they're like still coming. I mean, even when they were in the military, they were dropping content. So that's why it felt like really fast because it felt like they never left, really.
They did such a fantastic job.
They did.
HYBE and Big Hit with their guy groups, of course.
Especially BTS. BTS is their
That's their baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
And what created HYBE. Without BTS, there would be no HYBE.
Exactly. So they got to make sure they feed ARMY and they take good care of BTS for sure.
Yeah.
But it's just mind-blowing to think that they're already here. And like you said, our friends who haven't seen them yet, it makes me realize and think of this is just the people we know.
Right.
There's thousands, if not millions of other people waiting
seen them.
To see them. Mm-hmm. And we are all screwed when tickets drop. We are all screwed. Everyone listening to this podcast, we're screwed.
They need to have like 4 days in SoFi.
We are screwed. They need to do, yeah.
Multiple
like,
weekends.
What they did for SoFi last time.
Yeah.
That was a genius.
Right.
I never thought about it that way. But especially because like, you know, that was kind of the beginning before we did all our actual tours for other K-pop groups. But my God, like, yeah, multiple weekends
at
the same venue. Like, that's probably the play now.
They could do what Taylor Swift did and perform for, like, 2 weeks straight.
Honestly, it'll fucking work, though.
They'd probably sell
They're
out,
They're all coming
honestly.
Back from the military. They're all in damn shape.
Mm-hmm.
Some more than others, for sure.
Maybe not Jin.
Well, yeah, he's kind of a lost cause now at this point. I mean, because even when he returned, he was losing to push-ups with kids.
Yeah, exactly.
In that one Runjin episode or whatever. But, I mean, that's probably the play. They should do that. Like, a like a month long at a couple West Coast big venues.
Yeah.
Then you go to the East Coast.
They'll definitely be at SoFi.
100%.
For multiple days.
You cannot have BTS at anything smaller than SoFi anymore.
Nope.
If they do, you try to get tickets to wherever it is, because that is, you will not see that again.
No,
like,
yeah.
Ever again. Like, if for some reason they have like a basketball stadium venue, right, like that kind of thing. Because, mm-hmm.
I mean, because look at Stray Kids. They're at big venues already, and I'm just like,
yeah, especially like the, you know, like Stray Kids are doing either the football stadiums or they're doing the baseball ones. The baseball ones are tough.
The baseball ones are horrible.
Because
honestly,
if you're seated, it's so far.
It's really far.
It's way further compared to like how the seating is arranged for the football stadiums. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you can at least like it. It seems like it's more catered to that. The baseball ones look so far away from like,
it
there's
does.
So much space.
There is a lot of space because you can't be on the actual field. That's why.
Oh, it's so bad.
On top of that, the baseball nets are still up.
Oh, so they don't even fucking take those down?
I'll go into that later. This is Jin. Okay.
Oh,
but
shit.
But yeah. So, Jimmy, getting back to it, Jimmy asked Jin if he was excited that the other members were coming back next month. And Jin said, "It was great to be alone. But when they come back, since they work very hard, I'm going to honor them and give them great respect. They are my lifesavers." Oh, I'm sure he misses them a lot and like them being together. Jin is actually starting his solo tour in Korea June 28th. And Jimmy was asking Jin, "What can the people expect from the tour?" To which Jin said, "You can expect my good look." No, sorry. He said, "You can expect my not so bad vocals. And on top of that, you can look forward to seeing my handsome face up close."
Yes, he's... This is and him. This is Jin.
Jimmy was dying. He's like, "I love it." He's like, "Never change. Like, you're all..."
He hasn't changed. And I'm glad he hasn't changed.
Yeah. So yeah, that's something to look forward to. Moving on to Stray Kids now.
Yes.
So,
where should we start, Haley?
Well, okay.
Some bad news.
Bad news-ish, I guess. So right before they started their North America tour, like a day or two before, JYP did put out a notice regarding Felix's health condition. And as soon as I saw this notification that said like, "Hello, this is JYP Entertainment, and we would like to give you an update on Stray Kids member Felix," I was like, fuck. Because like, you know, the last time that happened, they didn't come. Like, they had to sit out because they had COVID.
It was very scary.
So, like, seeing that notification, my heart just, like, dropped until I kept reading the article. And I was like, okay, so he's gonna be there for the North America tour. But his condition, because he's been doing, like, a lot of rehab exercises and undergoing treatments for his back, because, you know, before Maniac, he's had
back issues for a few years now. Yeah.
So like he is okay like with daily activities. There's no like major issues with that. But then because he has been recently experiencing some back pain when he was like putting strain on his back, so that's why they're trying to modify his like dancing and like stuff for the tour. But I'm just glad that he's going to be there still, so they will modify it so that he's not straining his back or like putting too much strain on it. I'm okay with that as long as he's there and we can see him, because that would suck if Felix wasn't there. I'd cry.
I mean, you have to do a modified thing for Felix, so
fine.
To at least be there
exactly
for the fans. And I'm sure he wants to too.
Of
most of the time they want to always be there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they try their hardest to, like, you know, to be there for us regardless if they're going to be dancing full out or not. So, like we said, Stray Kids did start their North America tour. Their first stop was Seattle this past weekend. And, oh my god, the mess that pit was and the VIP lineup.
You tell us, Haley, what is going on?
A fucking mess. Per usual, I feel like it's always like this for the first show because no one knows what the fuck is going on.
It's chaos.
It's chaos.
It's always just fucking pure chaos.
But what
and it's scary to watch these videos. Because you're like, the anxiety creeps in. You're like, oh, fuck, we're fucked.
But the thing is, like, it started even before, like, 2 days before, people were already camping out for GA Pit. First off, I'm still very, like, irritated that they are doing standing GA Pit for Stray Kids VIP. Like, any K-pop concert, I feel like they shouldn't have Pit. I know that we've been to Blackpink's one, and then the one that we're going to for Blackpink is also GA Pit, but I don't like it.
Of course, I fucking hate it too.
I hate it because, hate like, it. People start camping. There's, like, a lot of fights and just, like, people being really mean to each other because they're, like, arguing and pushing and, like, cutting in line. And there's just, like, all this drama.
And you're literally living on the street. Fuck that. Haley and I would never.
We would never do that, but obviously people do. And it sucks for, like, the people that don't, because it's just, like, we just show up there and get in line whenever we decide to show up before, like, you know, the check-in for sound check. Luckily, Seattle didn't honor those people that were camping out 2 days ahead.
Oh, they didn't.
They okay. didn't. So, okay. like, people were keeping us updated and, like, what was going on with this whole fucking line.
It's all on
and
Twitter
mess.
And X, right? Yeah. I'm guessing. Okay, cool.
So, like, someone did do an update and they were like, they're not honoring the people that were camping because they were told specifically that they're not allowed to camp and that check-in
Good.
To get wristbands would be at 9 a.m. So, like, anyone that was camping beforehand will not be honored. And it's Good. Like whenever you line up at 9 a.m., that's when you'll get your wristbands. But the wristbands weren't even in order. Like the number that you were given
oh,
was
hell
random.
No. Oh, hell no.
No, that's better.
Actually, yeah, that does work. Because the people who did stay and somehow get to go in at 9,
yeah,
they still aren't guaranteed.
So,
okay.
So it's good
actually,
that
you know what? I like that.
No,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
random
fuck
because
it.
Like
have
it doesn't
random.
Matter what time you
yeah,
show
you're
up.
Right.
You could get
I'll be
really
the last
lucky.
Person. I'll be number one.
Exactly. So that's how it was. So like when if obviously when you're with a group of people, they'll give the group the same like around the same numbers, like 1, 2, 3, 4. So you'll be together at least. But yeah, they said it was random. So like that prevented people from camping or like wanting to line up at like ungodly hours. So I don't
Good,
know.
I'm glad. Oh my God.
I don't know if that's going to be like that for all the venues. This was just for the Seattle one because people were like going crazy, you know, and I just saw like mobs of people running and trying to get barricade and like all these like freaking hordes of people. Running for barricade and then
Haley showed me the videos. They're terrifying.
I was just
because
like,
you're just watching a group of people running and then it's like the hive mentality. You're just like, oh my God, people are running. I'm just gonna run with them. Yeah. Or like if you're like me, sometimes I'm just gonna watch it and be like, fuck, I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, there was just filming them.
I'm just gonna film and watch what the fuck is going on. But yeah.
But yeah, so we'll see how it is for SoFi. We're at SoFi, so our venue is like a lot bigger and it's not a baseball field. Thank God for that. But obviously like the one that was in Seattle and all the other venues, I think they're all baseball fields. So if you're, like we mentioned, if you're seated in the back of that venue, you can't see anything. Like the screen
is
so fucking small. Like I don't like even your Zoom can't fucking
help
you.
The space in between. And yeah, that's from a fucking this is from like fuck iPhones. iPhones you're screwed. But like this is coming from like the S25 Ultras and shit yeah. and it's still pretty damn far.
I was like, "What the hell? It's so far because there's that it's a whole baseball field like in between you at the end of the venue and then like the where the stage is and like I said they keep those baseball nets up because they don't take them down so like I've seen people's videos on like TikTok and Instagram they're filming from the back of the venue and all you see is the fucking net.
I can't believe the nets are still fucking there
and people were complaining
oh
about it but they don't
God.
Take it down for anything
yeah no I, so, it makes sense they leave it for every type of thing
exactly
you just get fucked so there you go if you're considering watching Stray Kids and you have to travel regardless if you have to travel no matter what take into account just go to a place that is having it at a football stadium yeah. and not a fucking baseball stadium
unless you're like Pitt Like, honestly, unless you're Pitt, I feel like obviously. The Pitt was probably the best but choice if, for this. But
if you're seated, at the same time. If you're planning to just be seated, do not go to the baseball ones.
Unless
obviously.
You're like you're on the side near the stage.
Unless you're there for vibes, but I'm not paying like a few hundred dollars for vibes. If I'm paying a few hundred dollars,
I want to see their
I want to be able
face.
To fucking kind of see them, yeah. And I'll pay a few hundred dollars more.
Exactly.
If I want vibes, I'll just throw on Spotify, to be honest. And honestly, if you ever see any type of group, especially the bigger ones that you mm-hmm. want to see, and somehow, magically, they have like something at a... If you look at the stadium and it's a stadium that's actually a venue for basketball, you go to those ones because it's way more like, at least it's way more intimate compared to especially a baseball stadium. And
right. And that's
SoFi.
Why we never we didn't go to the Blackpink one because it was at the baseball stadium.
You're right. That's why we didn't see Blackpink the year after because I knew that it was going to be Dodger Stadium and I am not, I tried to get something close, but I couldn't. So I said, you know, it's like barricade or bust kind of
we
thing.
We just waited.
Yeah, we're just going to...
Which is fine.
It worked out because all these solos that Blackpink's having right now, like all the different members and all the fucking awesome music, and we're going to see them in Pitt because we were able to get Pitt tickets.
Yeah, and the Pitt for Blackpink is actually interesting too. And because it's where like encapsulated, like with all the stage.
This is based
like
off
inside.
Our friend who went to Kendrick Lamar's concert recently, which was at SoFi also.
Right, which is where Blackpink will be.
And they actually had a circle pit area.
Yeah.
And it looked fucking cool, kind of.
Because we're blocked out. Like, the extended stage circles around the pit, and
this
everyone else is, like, on the outside
of
that.
This is what we were hoping for.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And we're not 100% sure. Is this what's going to happen, or did they show it already?
I think it is.
It did, right?
Yeah, we're in the middle.
I cannot wait. This looks kind of...
That's why we decided to actually do it because I was like, I don't want to do Pit. But then we saw the Pit, the way the setup was. I was like, okay, like if it's only this many people in there, then I can deal with
that. And guess what? It's like kind of, you know, like the hard part too about this, you know, what would deter a lot of people. The fucking tickets were nearly $900.
That's true.
Right?
Yep.
And it doesn't even come with a real VIP experience. No sound check or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the Pit.
Yeah.
But this is what Blackpink is now. It's different from 2022, right?
Hey, right, exactly.
I mean, we've come a long way, and it's good for them, and it's fucking sucks for, like, Blink sometimes.
But I mean, like, if people got those at, you know, like, how the prices were back in 2022, they'd probably resell them for, like, more than that price that we got them.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that's
of course.
Pretty good, then.
Of course.
Considering
I mean,
that.
2022 for that time, too, like, those tickets that we got were, like, you know, we got lucky because I love that. Thank you again, YG, for, like, giving early bird Blink members the chance to get them first,
right?
Because that's how we got our fucking tickets.
Exactly.
And they're $1,200 each, but guess what, they all fucking sold. so the price is not an issue because we'll pay for it and get the most quality experience. That is honestly, if you were not tuning in back in the day, like during those times, and you're just tuning in like very recently, first off, welcome, thank you again for joining us. Guess what? Those $1,200 retail tickets, that's retail early bird Blackpink VIP, like that crazy VIP experience for 2022, was fucking amazing. Yeah. We had a buffet. We had DJs.
Toilet.
We had
personal
like,
toilet.
We had like all this stuff pre-show. Then you went to see the sound check.
And we didn't have to line up crazily because it was will call.
And
and
was,
they told us to come at a certain time.
There was
and we
only
just showed up.
Like, I think... What?
100 of
no,
us?
There 150? Was a little bit more. Maybe 150 or 200 of us. It was very small. And it was so worth it. And we had the send off where we got to talk to them and see them. That's why, like, honestly, the fans that know, like, that know that they want the experience.
And I'm sure people would want
just,
this for BTS.
And not just for, like, resale purposes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, people will pay.
The good thing about that, too, is that you couldn't resell it
you
either
could
because
not.
You had an actual physical ticket.
And you had to show your ID at will call.
Yeah.
You had to show your actual ID. Please do that shit some more.
Right.
I don't get why we don't do this.
I don't know.
And then we have stupid ass Ticketmaster doing stupid
official
platinum.
I know.
And reselling at fucking fake retail
exactly.
prices.
Yeah.
Woosa Haley. But what the fuck are we talking about?
Going back to Stray Kids. So some other exciting news that I saw from the Seattle show is that we are finally getting carts for Stray Kids. So they will be going around the stadium in those carts.
Take that, Asia.
Amazing.
Take that, Asia. You thought you were special and only you guys got carts going around the stadium? No. Actually,
BTS did it.
Did it for...
And so did 17.
Oh, they did. Yes. Oh, yeah, they did. We just saw 17.
Exactly. So I'm glad that they're starting to do this for more groups. I really enjoy that because it gives the chance for everyone, even in the back, to see them a little bit closer.
I mean, if Stray Kids is doing this, for sure, by the time Twice comes back, we should definitely do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we can't get the barricade or whatever, because, you know, Twice is another one,
too. Yeah, and then you go to the hundreds section.
You go to, like,
the
first couple rows of the hundreds. Woo!
You can... People were touching their hands and stuff, so...
That's true, because it's kind of, like, elevated to that level. Exactly. Oh, I can't wait. Okay. See, this is insider info right here. I know some actual... Actually, one of the questions, too, for one of the Q&A things was, like, tips about ticketing. Here you go. That's another just tip right there. Like, just kind of... You have to do your homework like Haley. See what they're doing for, like, the first concerts. Mm-hmm. And also, like, what... Like, all the different plans are. Because you'll be able to get an idea of, like, what rows and what you want to see. You have to do your homework and kind of know, though.
Yeah, but obviously for Stray Kids, we didn't know.
Okay, this one was way before the tickets, right?
Because our tickets were in November.
You can just hope, though.
I just found out, like, a few days ago.
But see, like, that's why you still always get row... Like, if you can't get your floor barricade and stuff...
You have to go row one.
You always try to get row one of, like, you know, the first, like, sections where it's, like, a big, like, kind of gap.
Yeah, exactly.
For situations like
this. Just in case they do cards.
If you still want the floor... And you can't get, like, close-up barricade because you're going to be fucking far already. You get the edge.
Yeah.
Because if you get the edge and you get this chance where, like, they have carts, then you get to see them,
exactly.
too. So that's kind of the strategy.
Yeah. So, and also, I did forget this, but the members do go down off the stage, like, near barricade. And they go into the crowd and, like, touch people and you can touch them and...
This is why people are killing each other
to try
for GA.
And get, yeah.
Especially now that they know that this, now that they know this, because that, the people probably didn't know this.
I forgot.
They were gonna do that.
I forgot, actually. Until I saw all the fan cams, I'm like, fuck, do I want to camp? No. I'm not camping.
No, you're thinking
do
about
I
it.
Want to go early? Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. I want to touch Chungbin.
I get to touch... Bang Chan. He could touch me.
Exactly. So,
I'm huge,
know.
Too. Like, I'm a dude. So, like, I could just beef my way through all all the people.
We'll see, like, how our friend Drella, because she's going to the San Francisco show tomorrow.
May God.
I'm going to ask her.
Safety be with her.
Like, Jesus. How it is. And then we'll take tips from her. And, like, we can decide if we're going to go early or not. Because they said that you can go at 9 a.m., get your wristband, and then
and
go
leave,
back home.
Right?
Yeah, and then just come back later at 4:30,
yeah,
they
you
said.
Know what?
Or before 4:30.
Fuck it, to
so
be honest.
Maybe.
Especially if they're giving out wristbands, and if it's random again, then it doesn't fucking even matter.
That's true. Maybe we'll try. We'll talk about it. We will discuss it with our friends that are coming.
Is she, is Jirla at the, is she in the pit too, or the floor?
Their pit, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So this is good, because then we could compare it to the Seattle show. This is why it's good to have friends and, like, you know, like, so you could get info like this, and you could also compare and do it, like, with the homework that Haley did.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, all this stuff, like, the reason why we have good tickets and get good seats and figure all this stuff out is because we do the homework kind of thing.
Yeah, I watch
it. Unfortunately.
Like their... Yeah.
But that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. So anyway, like I said, the Stray Kids are already in San Francisco. They did post on their stories. It was Felix, Ian, and Sungmin. And they went to Pier 39.
Of course.
And they...
Yeah, clam chowder, probably.
Chowder. They got the ice cream that's popular there. Is it Lamparts or something? I forgot.
Oh, Lamparts?
Yeah. So they had that. And then also they went and saw the seals down at the pier.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Exactly. Felix was imitating the seal. So it was like on his story.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
But yeah, so they're having a good time before the concert starts. They're like sightseeing.
I hope you recorded
and stuff.
That. You have to you have to screen record
well,
that.
Well, someone posted it already. Like all those Stray Kids accounts, they have it up
I hope
already.
When you find a funny ass edit, please put it on our IG story and also send it to me.
Yeah, so that's it.
Wow, we still ended up hitting an hour somehow.
Of course.
Of course. So thank you everyone for tuning in. As always, till the next episode when we finally see Stray Kids. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Our fellow stays, good luck, and you know, everyone, please take care, stay safe, whoever's going to all the different concerts out there when they're touring around right now.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Congrats to our winner for the signed Lisa album.
Yes,
giveaway.
Joko will be contacting you.
I will be messaging you. And don't forget to keep tuning in and, you know, following, rating us, all that good stuff, because we'll have another giveaway come KCON season, which is coming up. It's coming up already. And yeah, that'll be really fun to give away for that as well. Haley, what can they do and where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just DM us there and send your Q&As there as well.
Yes.
Or K-pop related stuff that you want to ask us.
Yes, to the K-pop DM fax machine kind of thing. So thank you everyone for tuning in as always. Till the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.